Welcome back to Going Over, live from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Be in good company. Yeah, the only thing missing is a pretty girl sitting here next to me, kissing up on me, and I got a spot waiting on you. So be wild, be. It means bring yourself up, babe, got what we need to make good.
Going?
Yeah, we in good company.
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
Well, the pool's full, come on, get in.
Not on my running list. That's on. I was listening to it. It's Spotify's Hot Country playlist that they make that I listen to. So
it's a real good one.
Yeah, that is. That's what that's from. I just kind of hit shuffle on a playlist and listened to it. Yeah. Now, this morning I was listening to, the podcast was the Tony Schiavone podcast, former WCW announcer, 1996 Bash at the Beach. You know what happened there? 21 years ago yesterday?
I do.
Grove, you?
Trying to think. Hollywood Hogan?
Yes, sir. So that was what the podcast was about yesterday. So a very good one by the boys yesterday. Then I switched over to a little Foo Fighters radio. So that was my
very nice.
Yeah, that was my morning. That was my morning lifting playlist. So
there goes my hero. Watch him as he goes.
See, it's Pandora, so you get like a Foo Fighters song like once every like 10 songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wanted to get to this. Pretty heavy rumor week for the Cardinals. We had Michael Gershon, the new GM of the Cardinals, last week. Talked with him for a bit. And we were discussing, you know, just not so much being sellers, but kind of looking forward to next year. And it's become apparent, you could call it the number three hitter, you could call it the number four hitter, call it whatever you want. What position in the lineup they are. The Cardinals need somebody who is a home run threat. I mean, my God, the Yankees have, what, two guys that are going to be in the home run derby? Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge. You look at some of the other big... names around baseball, some of the other home run numbers. Who leads the Cardinals right now? Is it Fowler with 14?
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Aaron Judge hit his 30th home run yesterday. He's a rookie. He has tied the Yankees rookie record for home runs. We are not at the All-Star break.
Yeah, he's tied it.
He has tied it. Any guesses on who he's tied?
Mantle.
Good call. Yeah. Yeah. He tied Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That is stupid.
Really? That you are tying a record set by Mickey Mantle that he did for an entire season.
In 1951.
154 games was it then?
Correct.
Okay, it could have been 120 games still. He's already topped it in like 90 games.
Yeah.
30 home runs. George Springer, 27 home runs. Most home runs by a leadoff hitter before the All-Star break in the history of the American League.
Wow.
Any guesses on who record he broke for that?
Mantle? No.
No, not Mickey Mantle.
No, wait,
Grove, any ideas for
what
you?
Was the question again? I'm sorry.
George Springer, most home runs by a leadoff hitter before
when I go leadoff hitter, I think Ricky Henderson.
Wrong.
That was my next guess, Grove. My real guess would have been Ricky Henderson.
Right.
Did Brooks Robinson leadoff?
Starred in an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's a great clue, and I still have no guess.
Great clue. the wonderful Melissa Joan Hart.
I figured that would be a giveaway for the two of you.
Why was he on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
So that means, was he current?
Brady,
Brady Anderson? Anderson,
yes. Wow. I don't remember why he was there.
Oh, I was thinking someone way older. But okay.
Yeah, we can. Yep. So that's just, and this is the American League. That's just the first two.
Yeah.
Mike Moustakas at 25. On the other side, Joey Votto in the NL has 25 home runs. Giancarlo Stanton with 24. Cody Bellinger, also a rookie, he has 24. It's just crazy. Aaron Judge is going to break Mark McGwire's record for home runs as a rookie. 49, I believe.
Yeah, it was 49.
I thought somebody tied that recently, too. But that's,
I don't have those stats handy.
That's what we're, you know, looking at as far as the power numbers. And I know the Cardinals aren't going to be able to go out and get Aaron Judge, get George Springer, get maybe a guy like a Mike Moustakas. I don't know. Definitely not a Joey Votto, but you're looking at who out there is available. John Morosi of Fox and MLB, John Paul Morosi, wrote an article about the Blue Jays being potential sellers.
Mm-hmm.
So for the two, and he writes in this article, for the 2017 Blue Jays, a sale involves trading players without guaranteed contracts beyond the season. Most prominently, Joey Bats, Jose Bautista,
mm-hmm.
Marco Estrada,
mm-hmm.
Francisco Liriano.
Correct.
Those guys.
Right.
Bautista turns 37 in October.
Meh.
His numbers, offensive numbers, are heading down for the third straight season. He's just average by OPS and not, you know, great defensively. So probably more of an American League guy.
Right.
Marco Estrada had a 9.11 ERA in June. Liriano for the season is 5.66. So Morosi writes that they probably can't trade Bautista, Estrada, or Liriano. A name that he does say they could probably trade is Josh Donaldson, and links them to the Cardinals, saying the Cardinals want to add an impact bat before opening day 2018. They can treat the deadline as early opening of the offseason. Donaldson would stabilize the cleanup spot, where seven players have started for the Cardinals this year.
What?
Jed Jerko, who has been productive for the club at third base, has the versatility to play another position if Donaldson were to land there. It's also noted that the GM of the Blue Jays, or I should say their club president, CEO, Mark Shapiro, and now president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, have a history.
They
have a history when Shapiro was with the Indians. By the way, Grove's telling us it was Joe DiMaggio's record. I could have swore I saw Mickey Mantle's last night on Twitter. I apologize. It was Joe DiMaggio's rookie record.
Joe
that
was wrong?
He broke. Yeah.
Dang.
I could have swore it was Mantle, but I was wrong. They did make the trade, the Mark DeRosa trade in 2009.
Right.
They also made the Jake Westbrook trade.
Uh-huh.
Which landed, remember it was a three-way deal, landed the Indians' Corey Kluber.
Uh-huh.
So they have made trades in the past that have benefited both teams. So they have worked together.
Yep.
So Josh Donaldson, when you look at the numbers that he has put up this year, when you look at what the Cardinals need, does Josh Donaldson in any way intrigue you?
He does. I'm more intrigued by Stanton, of course.
Right.
As you should be. But, no, I would be excited. But who do you have to get to? I mean, is it the trifecta of players you have to get rid of to get Donaldson? Is it Piscotty, Pham, and
I don't think Pham's straight. I honestly, with his age,
not
and
Pham. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I need to say Pham.
Sierra?
I'm going to say Sierra.
That's where I kind of stop with any talk of this trade.
You can't.
And that's where
you can't throw away that future.
The other article that I was going to cite on this was going to be from fanragsports.com. John Heyman, formerly with MLB. John Heyman is putting together potential trades. And the trade he puts together is Josh Donaldson for Alex Reyes, Delvin Perez, and Magnaris Sierra.
Nope.
No.
Nope. No, thank you.
I get that, you know, maybe you look at Alex Reyes and go, hey, you know what? Tommy John surgery, maybe he's not going to be as good as he ever was. I think over time, I think it is.
How old is Alex Reyes?
That's,
He's 22 years old, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Josh Donaldson
he'll be just fine and dandy.
Josh Donaldson, he did win the MVP in 2015. Finished fourth in voting last year for the MVP.
I get it.
41 home runs in 2015, 37 in 2016. This year, he has been hurt. In 43 games, he has 8 home runs.
No.
Drastically underperforming this year compared to what he did in 2015 and 2016 with the Blue Jays. So, yeah, he is not performing up to those levels. And Grove, I think, writes a good point. You were talking about Donaldson. I agree with Grove. I would be hesitant to make that move if that was for Giancarlo Stanton.
Right.
I honestly think it would take more than that for Giancarlo Stanton.
It depends on how much the Cardinals or the contract the Cardinals pick up. If they're going to pay the whole damn thing.
And that's the thing, is that he can opt out. Giancarlo Stanton can opt out after 3 years. Do you really want to give up? I mean, it's got to be, what, 20 years, 15 years of control you have over those guys total? Reyes, Delvin Perez. Delvin Perez, who fell to you, did he fall to 19? I think, did they get him at the 19th pick?
Yes.
Fell to you that far. And you know, probably should have been a top 5 pick. I don't know what he's doing down in the minors, but I know he was highly touted. And Magnaris Sierra, we saw get called up this year and, you know, did make a little bit of an impact.
He could be an impact player. Bernie writes as well. He wrote this yesterday. And he says, I know it's early, but I think Luke Voit is the same, is the real deal as well.
I heard Frank talking about that too.
It's so hard to pass judgment this early on a guy who's been called up for 2 weeks now.
Right.
You can't say he's the real deal.
He's a hometown kid. He's very likable. He has the cute story with his grandma.
Yep.
Grove, he's a friend of the show.
Is he really only making $5,000 this year?
I mean, probably what he would have made if he was in the minors, but
he's in a major league contract.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has to make the minimum.
Now that that's been talked about and everything, when I did book him for the show last Friday, I asked him. I said, "So I'm like, what do you do? Where are you living?" I go, "Did you just, you know, crash at home, back with your parents?" I said, "What do you got going on?" He's like, "Oh no, me and the girlfriend, we started looking at places." He goes, "You know, I started looking around the area, maybe buy a place up here." He goes, "That major league payday is really nice."
I bet it is.
And he said that, as he said that, like the smile on his face was huge.
you booked with him in person?
Yeah.
At the game? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, good for you. That's, you know what, good.
Yeah, good for you, man.
You know, you don't know how long you're going to be making that money. You don't know how long this is going to last. When you have it, if you can buy something and be secure and have it all paid off, go do it, big man.
And bankroll just a little bit of it.
Right.
And put it and let it work for you.
Yeah, just put a little bit of it away. Put a little bit of it away. So, yeah, you have Heyman and Morosi both discussing that. And then you have Nightingale, Bob Nightingale.
St. Louis-based.
On the air. And I believe it was with Frank the other day, say that if you were to go after Giancarlo Stanton, if you were willing to pick up that 13-year, $300 million deal, that maybe you wouldn't have to trade them
right
that many you know, that many big names. They're waiting until after the All-Star game. The All-Star game's in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that they're well represented there.
And they're he's the face of
right.
the All-Star game.
Right.
They're not going to do it before the All-Star game.
Yeah, and then so you're going to sell off, and you're going to make you're going to get this bid. You're going to get this sale that you're trying to go through a little more reasonable.
Yeah. God, that's a huge contract, though, Joe.
It is.
Is it worth it?
Did you see what he did on Wednesday?
No.
Home run in the first inning and second, and a home run in the second inning. I mean, the guy was on pace in the game to have 9 home runs in the game.
Had
in the
9 home runs.
Of the game, he was on pace to hit 9 home runs.
Yeah.
That would have been a record, by the way.
Oh, I figured it would have been.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear. I didn't want to have anybody texting in, asking whether or not that was a asking whether or not that would have been a record. That would have 9 home runs in the game.
That's
would have
that,
set the record.
Something that Yavorsky would do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just want to make sure that everybody's aware. Grove, I understand we have a caller on the line, maybe still there.
Oh,
he's still there.
Fan of Frank on the line. What's going on, friend of Frank?
Hey, I haven't talked to you since the 920 days. I hope you guys are doing well.
How's it going, buddy?
If you talk to Boyd, I've got two family on Chippewa I'm trying to unload, so let them know. It won't cost this whole paycheck.
We'll pass it along.
It's definitely 40-man roster material. I think that Heyman trade proposal is sports open line talk, and I think everybody's grossly overestimating what the Marlins are going to want in return for any of their pieces. Their only concern is unloading debt right now. So if we eat the contract for Stanton, I think we could probably take him.
Yeah, and that trade was for Josh Donaldson. That's what he thought the Cardinals would have to give up for Josh Donaldson, which
I think is even more
ridiculous. Yeah.
That's like, you know, you want Kerry Robinson, we need probably Schilling and Johnson in return. You know,
right,
so
exactly.
I want to talk. I heard the morning after yesterday, Joe, so I kind of had my rock bottom moment last week. I saw some pictures on Facebook, immediately deleted the tags. I'm 30 days without soda, but what else did you do, man? Because, I mean, what was your I know you're doing, like, a lot of stuff now, but it's impossible to start a lot of stuff right away. You know what I mean?
I had to slowly start getting into it, and I appreciate the phone call. I just had to start slowly working my way into it, and once I kind of got into a routine and really started to fall in love with lifting weights and, really starting to focus on that and figure out when, getting up and getting into that routine every morning was the big thing. And, eating is also the most difficult part of that. I kind of replaced 2 meals a day with protein shakes. I did go extreme. I really, really did go extreme, I think, for the most part with it. And I just got to keep it up and adjust accordingly in certain places. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, it was good to hear because, you typically catch a lot of crap from those guys about Twitter and sneaking in to grab a sandwich or whatever. So when they were universally praising you, that was that sounded pretty legit to me. So good for you. You guys got time for a quick movie review?
Sure. What do you got?
Willow, 4 stars out of 5. It's about a midget and a Iceman has a sword and they fight a witch.
Willow from 1985. That's a great movie.
That's a good one. Thank you. Thank you, friend of Frank.
Best segment Joe Roderick ever did on radio was just let random people give movie reviews when a guest canceled. It was great.
It's pretty funny. We should do that more often.
Oh, that was one of our dumber segments.
Sounds like it was wonderful.
You never seen the movie Willow?
No, I have.
Oh, it gave me the heebie-jeebies.
It's so creepy.
It gave me the heebie-jeebies.
I believe that these gentlemen have passed away. They were twin substitute teachers at Edwardsville High School. And everybody called them Willow 1 and Willow 2.
No.
Because they were just little guys. But they were the nicest guys.
Ron Howard directed movie too.
Yeah, I remember
Val Kilmer.
I remember liking Willow. Willow,
yeah,
4 out of 5 stars.
Warwick Davis was the gentleman.
Frank gets the friend of Frank gets the call of the day.
he was the leprechaun.
Val Kilmer was?
No. This guy, he was the leprechaun, Warwick Davis.
Okay.
Still with us.
Is he?
Yeah.
How old is he?
47.
What year did Willow come out?
88.
Okay, I said 85. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
About the same time as Prancer, as I remember.
From the Webster Wienpeeker, Joe, that Donaldson trade, it would be like giving up you in hopes that you become a good host in 3 years for Dino Costa, already proven.
Was that a little jab?
I think I see what he did there, and I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah. A jab at you or a jab at Dino? I missed it.
I don't think it was a jab at me.
I gotcha.
Yeah. 314, go after Stanton. They need a big bat in the lap. They have the money. They definitely do have the,
oh, they do.
Have the money for that. It's...
Yeah, don't let them fool you. They're not poor people over there at Busch Stadium.
Right. All right, we need to take a quick break. Hey, if Luke Voigt is looking for a home, you know who he should do. It's called Kevin Miller, 314-503-4999. That's 314-503-4999. Or go to smartmovestl.net. He is with Coldwell Banker Gundaker, Kevin Miller, or as we know him on the text line, Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Saw him lose quite a few golf balls yesterday out on the golf course.
Terrible golf swing.
Saw him lose quite a few.
God love him.
And yeah, so he's not very good at golf because he is so good at selling houses.
So good.
Yeah, he sells so many houses he doesn't have time to go practice his golf swing, and thus he is terrible at golf. But you know that he's one hell of a home salesman. That's Kevin Miller, smartmovestl.net. Take a break. Back with more going over after this.